paper, which is about 2.5 centimetres thin.
Okay. So I now have two sheets of parchment stacked together. They're about as wide as my arms can take. Slip on the way up, love. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This little fringe is going to make it much easier to line the tin.
It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. I don't know what you're talking about.
Make around just to get the initial shape for the tin.
Oh, heavens.
And then just sit that into the tin. And where all the grease is, sticking to the sides like glue, and it makes it much easier to just run your hands around the edge and then just push the little frill down onto the base as well. And you're aiming for something that looks like that. So once you've
hang on.
You can do the base as well. So I've got a double piece of parchment. Use the base of the tin as a template for cutting those out.
Get in there!
Pushed into the base of the tin and
get
stuck
there. Round in a circle!
And that's it. It's ready for your mixture.
Damn you!
If you're making a fruit or Christmas cake, you'll need to give your mixture some extra protection as it cooks. So just take a piece of brown paper, or you could use a double sheet of newspaper, and just run that around the edge of the tin. And just affix the paper to the tin with some cook string.
Cook string? What's cook string?